الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to this program, Ulumul Quran. We want some motivation for the recitation of Quran, something that will drive us to keep on reciting the Quran Sharif in this month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. In this month of Ramadan, the only month that is specified by name in the Quran Sharif, the rest in a hadith you will find, but the Ramadan specified in the Quran Sharif and specified as the month in which this Quran Sharif is revealed. We've mentioned to you previously, for those who have missed previous lessons, that one is Inzal and one is Tanzil. Inzal is one shot from the Lawhul Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah, that's above the Kaaba Sharif, and Tanzil, and that is piecemeal, gradually upon the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via the medium of As-Sadiqul Masduq, Jibreel alayhi salam, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the speech, Kalamullah, and that is the speech of Al-Haq, the one who speaks, the one who is truthful, Allah azza wa jal, truth upon truth. And this Quran Sharif till today, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Till the day of Qiyamah, Allah Azza wa Jal has taken it upon Himself. Direct translation of this verse, which is of Suratul Hijr, verse number 9. Verily, we have revealed this Quran Sharif. We have revealed At-Tanzil, that is one name of the Quran Sharif. Al-Dhikr, another name of the Quran Sharif. We mentioned to you Al-Furqan, another name of the Quran Sharif. Al-Kitab, Dhalik Al-Kitab, La Rayba Fih, another name of the Quran Sharif. Here in verse number 9, Suratul Hijr, Allah Azza wa Jal says, chapter 15, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. We have revealed this reminder, al-dhikr, and we are its protectors. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. We are its protectors. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the love and this ecstasy, and this one, this desire to keep on reciting the Quran Sharif over and over again. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narration is mentioned by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, ayuhibbu ahadukum idha raja'a ila ahlihi an yajida fihi thalatha khalifatin idhamin simanin. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Shaykh al-Hadith of this Ummah, he narrates and says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked us, does any one of you like that when he returns home, he should find three she-camels pregnant and fat? So she-camel, that's a plus, because more is going to come, plus pregnant, already you're going to see the results, and fat, nice, if you have to slaughter it, you'll benefit too. So this year is found, إِذَا رَجَى إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ أَنْ يَجِدَ فِيهِ ثَلَاثَ خَلِفَاتٍ عِظَامٍ سِمَانٍ. Would any one of you like that when he returns home, he should find three she-camels pregnant and fat? It's like saying to people or youngsters or anybody of this time, who of you would like to return home and you see one beautiful or three beautiful Ferraris parked there? But these are not just Ferraris. Ferraris cannot produce more Ferraris. You buy one, you cannot produce another. These are pregnant she-camels. The comparison fails. Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to appreciate the Quran Sharif, there's no comparison like it. It is a miracle on its own, and it's a miracle that lasts till today. As Allama Busairi rahimullah said, and we said to you yesterday, that the Quran Sharif, it is and it is there forever. All the miracles of the previous prophets ended with that miracle coming to an end. But this miracle continues and continues. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to also drink from the cup of death. But this miracle of the Quran Sharif continues. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was there when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, left this world. And she mentions, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith, and he says, the condition of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was such, جَعَلَ يَتَغَشَّاهُ الْكَرْبِ, his, the pangs of death was intense, and it was intensifying, it was beginning. And Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha is there, and she says, wa karba abata, how severe are the pangs of death, oh my beloved father. Wa karba abata, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, laysa ala biki karbun ba'da al-yawm, after today there won't be any more pain upon your father. This teaches us that till that last moment, the best of creation was sent as a mercy to the entire universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, he also had to experience such severe pains till that last moment. And here he says, and he's experiencing the severe pangs of death, and he's saying that after today, there will not be any more pain upon your father. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha then, she finds still that stability. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam passes away, and she still finds that stability to recite couplets. Do you know what a strong, level-headed person you have to be in that state where after the best of creation has just left, and then you are still reading, you are still able to put yourself together and say sensible words. She says, Ya Abata, أجاب ربا دعاه يا أبتاه جنة الفردوس مأواه يا أبتاه إلى جبريل ننعاه. Oh my beloved father, oh my beloved father, واكرب أبتاه. Yeah, she's saying in these couplets, يا أبتاه أجاب ربا دعاه, you've responded to the call of your sustainer. يا أبتاه Jannatul Firdaus Ma'wa, Jannatul Firdaus is your final destination, your abode. Ya Abata, ila Jibreel anan'a, oh my beloved father, we will give the news now to Jibreel alayhi salam that you have left this world. Jibreel alayhi salam used to come down with revelation. When he comes now, we will tell him that you are no more. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also had to drink from the cup of death. But the Quran Sharif still continues and it will continue. You have to hold on to the Quran Sharif. And when you hold on to the Quran Sharif, then what is it? Your success is there for you. And how beautiful it is. How beautiful it is. That home in which the Quran Sharif is being recited. Oh parents, oh people whose homes, who have the honor of Huffaz, who are in those homes, and the Quran Sharif has been recited in those homes. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Majtama qawmun fi baytim min buyutillahi yatluna kitab Allahi wa yatadarasunahu baynahum illa nazalat alayhimus sakinah wa ghashiyatumur rahmah wa haffathumul malaikah wa dhakkarahumullahu fi man indah. The narration of Muslim as well as Abu Dawood. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu also is a narrator of this hadith, and he says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, never do people collect in one of the houses of Allah azza wa jal reciting the Quran Sharif. So here is mentioned specific the houses of Allah, the masajid, but where, how special is it that you also have specified certain places, and the entire Quran Sharif is being recited in those homes, and it's been recited loud. This is beauty on its own. But here in this narration, we make it clear that it is mentioned the masad, the buyut of Allah Azza wa Jal, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never do a people collect in one of the houses of Allah, reciting the Quran Sharif and reading it to one another. But sakina, tranquility descends upon them, rahmat enshrouds them, the angels throng around them, and Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions them in the assembly of angels. So this is the beauty of it. Descending of sakina, as mentioned in many ahadith, and here is one of them. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu has interpreted sakina as a special breeze which has a face like that of a human being. Allama Suddi rahmatullah alayhi is reported to have said that it is the name of a large golden dish in paradise used for washing the hearts of prophets, Anbiya alayhi musallam. Some have said it as a special form of mercy, as well as others of the view that it means the peace of heart. Some interpret it as a grace, others consider it as dignity, and some take it to mean angels. There are views, other views as well. Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in Fathul Bari that sakina includes all the above mentioned blessings. In the opinion of Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, it is a special combination of tranquility, mercy, and it descends along with the angels. It is mentioned in the Quran Sharif as follows: فأنزل الله سكينته عليه. Then Allah Azza wa Jal caused His sakina to descend upon him. Then هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. It is He who sent down sakina into the hearts of the believers. In another verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions فيه سكينة من ربكم وإن سكينة from your sustainer. وإن is sakina from your sustainer. Thus, this happy blessing is mentioned in several verses of the Quran Sharif, and there are many ahadith containing glad tidings of this nature. It is narrated in Ihya that once Ibn Thawban radiallahu anhu had promised one of his relatives that he would break his fast with him, but he reached the house of his relative next morning. When the host complained about the guest being so late, the guest said, "But for the promise that I owe you, I would never disclose what prevented me from coming to you. I just got late by chance until it was time of Isha Salah. I thought I should complete my witr." And this is compulsory. You know witr Salah as well. There in Saudi regime, they announced yesterday or the day before that there is a time where they will have without the kunut in the witr Salah. So the powerful dua that Sheikh Sudais normally gives, they said now and then they will leave it out. It is mentioned also on Haramain. You can go check it. Their statement is clear. So, yeah, the witr salah. He says, I thought I should just complete my witr salah as well, lest I should die during the night without offering the salah, because there can be no surety against death while I was reciting qunut. Especially, you know what's the meaning of qunut for the new believers, a special supplication in witr salah. You should learn so from another believer. I saw a green garden of paradise, he says, which had all sorts of flowers. I was so absorbed in the vision that it was dawn. There have been hundreds of similar incidents in the lives of our righteous ancestors. Such things are, however, experienced only when there is complete separation from everyone besides Allah Azza wa Jal and perfect attention towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, there are many ahadith mentioning the enshrouding by the angels. A detailed story by Usaid ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu is given in the books of ahadith. It is said that while he was reciting the Quran Sharif, he felt a sort of cloud spread over himself. Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed him that these were angels who had gathered to listen to the recitation of the Quran. Due to their great throng, they had appeared like a cloud. Like a cloud. These are all virtues of the Quran Sharif. If there is time, we're going to discuss who are the Qurra from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Once a Sahabi, he felt a sort of a cloud over himself. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him that it was Sakina, which was sent down by reason of recitation of the Quran Sharif. In Muslim Sharif, this hadith is given greater detail. The concluding sentence is, "Man batta'a bihi amaluhu lam yusri' bihi nasabuhu." One whose evil deeds drive him away from the mercy of Allah, the superiority of his lineage or nobility of his family cannot bring him near to it. One whose evil deeds drive him away from the mercy of Allah, the superiority of his lineage or nobility of his family cannot bring him near it. You see, MBS, whatever lineage he has, but you feel him sorry. People say he goes to the Rawdah Mubarak, he goes to the Kaaba Sharif. But can you just imagine how much the angels are cursing him because of all the demolition of deen that is taking place in the hub of the universe when it comes to Islam. The Kaaba Sharif, and he is there. And this is all taking place. One, man batta'a bihi amaluhu, lam yusri' bihi nasabuhu. One whose evil deeds drive him away from the mercy of Allah, the superiority of his lineage or nobility of his family cannot bring him near it. Thus a person who has a continuous noble pedigree, but indulgence in disobedience and impiety cannot be equal in the presence of Allah to a Muslim who is of low birth and abject in humility. But otherwise, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "In akramakum indallahi atqakum," that verily the noblest of you in the view of Allah is the one who is most Allah fearing. Who is the most Allah fearing? Taqwa, this month is the month la'allakum tattaqoon. How much of taqwa have I brought into my life? This is a major, major question which I have to ask. How much of this? And here we're almost reaching halfway. And there we only have halfway of this beautiful month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept us, guide us, put us to the straight path. Continue with this hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the question, "Does any one of you like that when he returns home, he finds three she camels pregnant as well as fat?" We said, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Qulna na'am," they said yes. "Qala فثلاث آيات يقرأ بهن في صلاته خير له من ثلاث خليفات عظام سمان." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned فثلاث آيات, for three verses that you recite, يقرأ بهن في صلاته, you read in your salah, خير له من ثلاث خليفات عظام سمان. Three ayat, three verses which one of you may recite in his salah, are better than three big, pregnant and fat she camels. So this is the beauty of it. The Quran Sharif, the beauty of it. And this is it. We were saying to you, cleanse your heart with the Quran Sharif. The Quran also by its recitation, what does it do to your heart? What does it do to your heart? The narration of Bayhaqi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Inna hadhi al-quluba tasta'u kama yasta'u al-hadid," that verily the hearts, they get rusted, just so does iron get rusted. Idha asabahu al-ma', just with when water reaches this iron. Qila ya Rasulullah, we said that it was said to Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, wa ma jila'uha," what is the way, how do we cleanse the hearts again? قال كثرة ذكر الموت قال كثرة ذكر الموت وتلاوة القرآن. Frequent remembrance, كثرة ذكر الموت, abundance of remembrance of death, وتلاوة القرآن, and the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم had said, who is the intelligent person? الكيس من دان نفسه, one who checks himself, puts himself in check. And وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, he does actions for the life after death. So we should see, introspect, how much of the Quran Sharif are we reading? May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to remember excess of sins and negligence in the remembrance of Allah has causes the hearts to rust. as water causes iron to rust. The reading of the Quran Sharif and the remembrance of death polish the rusted hearts. The heart is like a mirror. If it is not cleaned, it will not properly reflect the recognition of Allah. The more bright it is, the better will it show from the enlightenment. Therefore, the more we indulge in sinful lust and devilish acts, the more we are deprived of the recognition of Allah Azawajal. It is with a view to polishing the mirror of the heart that mashayikh enjoin their disciples to devote themselves to self-discipline, spiritual occupation, as well as the remembrance of Allah. So this heart, Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that it gets rusted. The verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal says, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun." Verily, their evil deeds have covered their hearts with rust. Refers to this, and this means it refers to this blackening of the heart. Comes the question now, part of our section, Ulumul Quran. Who were the reciters amongst the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Imam Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi mentions in Al-Itqan, and this he mentions more than 20 well-known persons who memorize the Quran Sharif, the revelation. Among them was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So there we have Khulafa'i Rashidin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha, and Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha. From among them, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself recommended 4 persons, especially, and this is according to the narration of Masruq. We mentioned to you that day, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, Khudul Quran min arba'ah, that take the Quran Sharif from 4, min Abdullah ibn Masud, as well as Salim radiallahu anhu, as well as Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, as well as Hazrat Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. So this year you can see already, and Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has compiled this under the chapter, under the Qurra from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.